Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, a longtime friend and one of the top photojournalists that I've ever met, and that is Rob Sumbler. You're familiar with his work in Sport Magazine, formerly at Channel 6, and now at WDIV in Detroit. And he is very, very involved in film production as well. He does a lot of assistant directing and director of photography for Bigfoot Films. And their latest film is a prize winner. We're going to bring him in now. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Jack, how are you? It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the local film industry. And it is more than a profession. It's a labor of love. There's a lot of amateur work being done, but some very, very fertile ground here being plowed for local film.
Oh, it is, especially in the Lansing area. We've had for years the East Lansing Film Festival, which has been very, very important in the local film world. They show all kinds of great films and get all kinds of local people involved in making those films. Also, we have the Capital City Film Festival, which is just starting up. They're going to have their first festival in the middle of April this coming year. And, yeah, like I said, the East Lansing Film Festival has been getting local people involved in making film, and that's where Bigfoot Films' Heartless, which just won the fall edition. It's hard to consider a festival in the middle of December fall, but the fall edition of the 48.5 film competition. And that's where we have 48 hours to make a five-minute film, do everything, all the writing, editing, shooting, everything in 5 minutes. We get to go in Friday at 6 o'clock. We're handed a packet of information. We get a genre, which somebody draws out of a hat. This year it happened to be horror thriller, so that was exciting. Everybody had to do the same genre. Everybody had to include a location, shooting location of a grocery store. They had to include a prop of a ping pong ball and a line of dialogue, which was listen to your heart. And that's all we get at 6 o'clock on Saturday, and they say, go make a film. Can't bring in any ideas to the table beforehand.
Well, that's a real creative exercise, and I can tell people that if you had 48 hours, you said, to make a five-minute film?
48 hours, exactly. Okay. We get the packet at 6 o'clock on Friday, and we have to hand in a finished product at 6 o'clock on Sunday.
All right. The version I saw and watched and watched and watched, I think I've seen it four times now, is 6 minutes and 23 seconds. Is this a little bit longer, or were you able to get over that five-minute cutoff?
No, we are limited to 5 minutes. It's just that for the version that we put on YouTube, we just added the logo for the production company, Bigfoot Films. Well, production company. It's really gotcha. A group of friends who like to make film. So we added that in the beginning, and then we added a credit roll on the end. But the movie itself is exactly the same as it was given to the judges.
Well, it was breathtaking, and I must tell you that I had no idea what I was going to see next, but normally I do a lot of things at the same time. I multitask. I don't just watch a game. I'm doing something else while I'm doing that. This had my complete attention, and I was very interested to see what was going to happen in the parking lot. I was very interested to see what was going to happen from the trunk of the car on, and it's an ending that is unforgettable.
We've packed a whole lot into that 5 minutes, and you can't even look away for a second, though you may want to cover your eyes a couple times. We a lot of times, if you only have 5 minutes to make a horror film, you end up kind of going the cheesy route sometimes, and we were really trying hard to avoid that. We tried to stay more towards the thriller end of things and keeping people in suspense, which I think we did a pretty good job at.
All right. Before we talk about...
You did a fantastic job of explaining it. That's the worry that I have, because it's only 5 minutes and we packed so much into it. If you say anything about it, you give a lot away.
Right.
So I'm glad that you explained it the way that you did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go any further. You just have to watch it. And what's the best way for people to do that?
The best way for people to do that is probably just go to our YouTube channel, which is BF Films Productions on YouTube, or you could just go on there, search for Heartless, and add 48/5. And actually, if you want to see a whole lot of other great 48/5 films, ours aren't the only good ones out there. There are a whole lot of fantastic films. This contest is done actually around the country. In fact, Detroit has a similar contest to this. And actually, tonight on LCC TV at 9 o'clock, they're actually going to be showing some of the Detroit version of the same film festival.
Well, I thought it was great, Rob, when you think about this, and we have such a short attention span as a culture now. But some people, if you find it difficult to sit through an entire situation comedy and you can't make it for 30 minutes, you can sit there for 15 minutes, and theoretically you could watch three complete short films.
Exactly, and that's the fantastic part about this, is you have a beginning, middle, and end. You've got a full story in 5 minutes here.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about how this comes together. And you are a very important part of this, but there was some other creative genius involved. And when someone sits down to do this, a lot of people would say, you know, I'd love to make a film. I've got this idea, but they never actually do it. How do you get from that point to having a finished product?
Well, you know, we had a lot of resources, but, you know, not everybody does. And, you know, some of the people without the big resources do the same thing. And what you do is you gather a team. You gather all the creative people you can. And we had, I think everybody included, we had maybe 10, possibly 12 people involved in this, including people doing running. But they, what we do is, as soon as somebody picks up the elements that have to be in the film, they text message everybody who's going to be involved. Everybody starts thinking, and we get together at somebody's house, at the director's house most likely, and just, all right, how about this? How about this? How about this? We find an idea that people seem to like, and then we say, all right, that sounds great. Let's figure out how it happens. And they said, we sit down, write a script, or just an outline, and then wing it, which is how I've usually done it. This time we actually had somewhat resembling a script. And then Saturday morning, start shooting, and Sunday you do the edit. Or occasionally we have had the misfortune of not having all of our ducks in a row, and we end up shooting all night Saturday and then editing right up until the last moment and just barely avoiding a reckless driving ticket on the way to hand in the finished product.
Rob, you know, I've had a chance to do a lot of acting on stage. I've never had a chance to do a film, and I've always wanted to do that. So I guess I'm auditioning publicly here, and I'm going to get together with you about this. And the next time you do one of these, I want to at least have a cameo role, but I just want to be part of this process. I think this would be a blast.
We will write a part just for you. Or, you know what? You can enter your own film. That's the beautiful thing about this. Anybody can do it. In this contest that we just happened to win, there were a few entries. One of those entries was from a group of 3 7th graders.
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody can do this. They shot it on a flip cam and edited it with iMovie. You know, I mean, with the technology that's out there right now, anybody can be a filmmaker. If you have an idea, you have a story, there's no excuse to not make it into a film. People can make films on their iPhones now.
Rob Sumbler, photojournalist, has done a lot of work for television stations here and has shot a lot of covers for Sport Magazine. A lot more coming, including one that's coming up in January. Rob, I'll be talking with you very soon. One more time, give us that YouTube address. Is it BF Films, as in Bigfoot Films?
It is BF Films Productions, as in Bigfoot Films. And I do have to say, Bigfoot Films is, I'm a very small part of it. Rick Weaver, our editor, is fantastic. Tim Whalen does our graphics. He was our director. Adam Cate. We have amazing people at Bigfoot Films, which, like I said, just a group of friends who like to make movies.
You can see Rick and Tim's handiwork and the craft. Check that out at BF Films Productions off YouTube. Thanks so much, Rob. I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Jack. Talk to you later.
All right.